안녕하세요. It's Ari, your friendly Korean source and your weekend reminder. Today's podcast is about three zombies that are chasing young Koreans, a tongue twister, and a healthy snack recipe. Without a further ado, let's start. It's time for What Up Korea. In this segment, I talk about Korean news, trends, culture, and anything you'll find interesting about my country. Today's story is about economy, and the title is this: All of Us Are Doomed. Recently, Netflix announced its teen zombie K-drama series All of Us Are Dead Season 2. The series is about a high school becoming ground zero for a zombie virus outbreak. In the series, there are many scenes that students are chased by zombies at school. And I can't stop thinking that the scenes are a lot like with the reality of young Koreans right now. They are being chased by three zombies: stock, cryptocurrency, and mortgage loan. So first, let's talk about stock and cryptocurrency. Korean economy is getting worse every day. Gas price is skyrocketing, hitting 10-year high, and KOSPI, Korean stock market index, is plummeting, 20% down from its record high in just 6 months. And the problem is that there are so many young stock investors in the country who have lost and are losing money right now. According to Korean Securities Depository, 13.84 million people out of total population of 51 million are investing in stocks by December 2021. It was the first year that the number of stock investors surpassed 10 million, and it was mainly because of young Koreans who started investing in stocks during recent years when it was the bull market. And a lot of them also became cryptocurrency investors, hoping they could be rich in one night. Teenagers, college students, and young workers downloaded investing apps and put their savings into stocks and cryptocurrency. And you might wonder how teenagers can invest in stocks. And I don't know about other countries, but in Korea, teenagers can invest in stocks as long as they have the consent of their parents. So for the past few years, many of the young investors made some money, so they put more money to increase profits. But now things have changed. The stock and cryptocurrency prices are plummeting and people are quickly losing money. I see so many people sharing how much they lost from stock investing or cryptocurrency investing online. I even feel that it's all I see. You know, they are all I see on the internet lately. And it's not just about young Koreans. Actually, one of my parents' acquaintances in his 50s lost $350,000 from stock investing. I know, it's a disaster. And I hear this bad news from media, social networks, and my surroundings every day. And now let's talk about the third zombie that are chasing young Koreans. It's mortgage loan. So for the past recent few years, buying a house as early as 20s or 30s boomed in Korea. Though I never understood or will understand this trend, because, you know, buying a house in your 20s or 30s in Seoul is crazy. It's not possible unless you are a K-pop idol or your parents are very rich. But there was this narrative that if you don't buy a house in your 20s or 30s, you are a loser kind of thing. But it was so big that even college students worried about, you know, buying a house. And because of this weird new social pressure, a new term was born. It's called 영끌. And 영끌 is an acronym of 영혼까지 끌어모으다, meaning to take out loan as much as possible to buy a house or to invest in stocks or something. So a lot of young Koreans 영끌'd because, of course, taking out mortgage loan as much as possible is the only way for young Koreans to buy a house. And the past few years has been the best times to do it with the record low interest rate. But at the same time, it was the worst time to buy a house in Korea since housing prices were record high. But the hope that housing prices will go up in the future beat the fear of taking out 30-year or 20-year loans. As a result, a lot of young Koreans are in big debt with rising interest rates and decreasing housing prices. According to a recent report of the Institute of International Finance, South Korea has the biggest household debt to GDP ratio among 37 economies. The ratio is 104.3, and is the only country that has more debt than GDP. And according to a news article, about 80% of household debt is related with housing, either buying a house or renting a house. Because in South Korea, rent deposit is pretty high. So people take out loan to afford deposit. And this number is from a 2020 report. But now it's 2022, so I think the number is highly likely that the number is now way over 80%. It's time for Mic Drop, where we practice Korean speaking with a K-drama line or a K-pop rap lyric. After practicing, you can record your voice and send your voice message to me. And this week, I got one voice message. Here it is.
안녕하세요. 저는 리사예요. 최근 아시아계를 대상으로 한 많은 증오 범죄에 굉장히 놀랐고 더 마음이 안 좋았는데요. 감사합니다.
와, 진짜 잘했어요. You did a great job, Lisa. Always thanks for sending me your beautiful and lovely Korean voice message. You spoke really fast while pronouncing each syllable very clearly, so I was very impressed. Keep up with the good work. So just like Lisa, you can show off your Korean skills and be a motivation to other learners and also make my day by sending me your voice message to me. You can find the link of my voicemail in the description of this episode. And if you send it by 4 p.m. Wednesday, June 22nd, Eastern Time, your voice will be on the next episode. And for today's mic drop, I prepared something special. Today's mic drop line is a Korean tongue twister. There are many tongue twisters, and I picked an easy and popular one among them. And practicing this line will help you master pronunciations of 이응 and 니은 as final consonants. And before listening to the sentence, because it's a tongue twister, it will sound very, how can I say, very difficult and weird. But there are some easy words that you can recognize, even if you are a basic Korean learner. So focus on words when you listen to the sentence and guess what it means.
Ganjang 공장 공장장은 강 공장장이고 된장 공장 공장장은 공 공장장이다.
One more time.
간장 공장 공장장은 강 공장장이고 된장 공장 공장장은 공 공장장이다.
So the sentence means, the soy sauce factory manager is Kang, and the soybean paste factory manager is Gong. You might have recognized words like 간장, 공장, and 된장.
So 간장 means soy sauce and 공장 means factory and 된장 means soybean paste. You know, the one we make soup with. Oh, and also 공장장 means factory manager. So it might be hard to pronounce the words, you know, but it's easy to remember, right? 공장 is factory and 공장장 means factory manager. So as you can see from the sentence, so the sentence is 간장 공장 공장장은 강 공장장이고 된장 공장 공장장은 공 공장장이다. If you practice this line, it will help you master pronunciations of 이응 and 니은 as final consonants. And one takeaway from this sentence is that in office or at work, Koreans call their colleagues as last name followed by position or job. So in this sentence, there is a word 강 공장장, and 강 is last name, and 공장장 is factory manager, the person's position. And also, there's a word 공 공장장, and 공 is that person's last name, and 공장장 is the person's position as factory manager. And if I give you another example, there's an office romance K-drama called What's Wrong with Secretary Kim. And this drama's Korean title is 김 비서가 왜 그럴까? In this title, Kim is a last name and 비서 means secretary. So as you can see from many examples, when we call our colleagues at work, we use last name followed by position or job. Okay, now it's time to twist your tongue. And since it's a tongue twister, I thought it would be good if we can practice this line by pieces. So first, we're gonna practice this line by pieces and then the whole sentence and then by pieces again. And after that, the whole sentence. So the total will be 4 times of listening and repeating. Got it? Now get your mouth and tongue ready. You can totally do this. Let's start. First, by pieces. 간장 공장 공장장은 강 공장장이고 된장 공장 공장장은 공 공장장이다. Now the whole sentence. 간장 공장 공장장은 강 공장장이고 된장 공장 공장장은 공 공장장이다. You are doing great. Now repeat after me by pieces again. 간장 공장 공장장은 강 공장장이고 된장 공장 공장장은 공 공장장이다. For the last time, the whole sentence. 간장 공장 공장장은 강 공장장이고 된장 공장 공장장은 공 공장장이다.
You did a great job today. I'm so proud of you. Please don't forget to send me your voice message to show off your tongue twister skills. Now it's time to wrap up the episode with a super easy Korean food recipe. For today's food, I prepared a healthy snack. It's called gimbugak. So gimbugak is fried kim. And I don't know you guys, I don't know if you guys know about kim. Kim is dried seaweed Koreans really love. And we call fried kim as gimbugak. So if you go to a traditional market or a big grocery shop in Korea, you can easily find this food. We enjoy it as a snack and also as a side dish. And I found a really good and short gimbugak cooking YouTube video with ingredients that are easy to find in almost any country. You only need rice paper, kim, oil, and sesame. And it's really simple to make. Just wet rice papers and cut them to layer on top of kim. And then cut the seaweed into bite-sized pieces to fry. And after frying kim, sprinkle some sesame. That's it. And if I give you a tip, I recommend sprinkling sugar or salt on wet rice paper before frying. A sweet gimbugak will make a great healthy snack. Actually, Korean kids really love it. And salty gimbugak will be a great side dish to enjoy with rice. I heard that eating seaweed is good for environment, so it will be healthy for not just for your body but also for this planet. So check out the link of this week's email newsletter in the description of this episode to watch the cooking video and give it a try. Oh, and my weekly virtual McDonald's will take a break from this week. I'm thinking of this as a kind of the ending of season 1. And for season 2, I might be back with tteokbokki restaurant or a cafe. And when I do, I will let you know. And during the break, I will work on my new project, which I talked about last week. So get ready to listen and repeat Korean words and sentences with me. And I'll be back next week. 다음 주에 봐요. 안녕!